W.F. House presents an unabridged recording of The Forgotten Soldier by Brad Taylor, narrated by Henry Strozier and Rich Orlow.
From Rudyard Kipling's Tommy. For it's Tommy this, and Tommy that, and chuck him out, the brute. But it's saviour of his country when the guns begin to shoot. Chapter 1. The box arrived at the front door like any other delivery. It had nothing on the outside detailing what it held. Nothing to show that what was inside was anything other than an online order. Just a FedEx label on brown cardboard. Maybe a fantasy kit inspired by 50 Shades of Grey. Or maybe not. Treating this like every other delivery, the FedEx driver ringing the bell had no idea that what it contained were the final vestiges of a man who'd given his life fighting in a land far, far away. A land that most of America had forgotten. Precisely because the sacrifices represented by the contents of the box allowed them to do so. Putting on a plain Oxford shirt, Guy George heard the bell and was surprised. He wasn't expecting anyone, and he was more worried about a meeting he had to attend in 45 minutes. A meeting he knew would be crucial to his future. He didn't have time for someone selling Girl Scout cookies. Tucking in his shirt, he padded to the front door in his socks, a little bewildered that someone would bother him here, in his condominium, behind the gate of security at the building's entrance. He put his eye to the peephole, expecting to see a mother who lived in his tower, a child in tow, exploiting her ability to penetrate security to sell raffle tickets, or something else. What he saw was a FedEx man, and he felt his stomach clench. He knew what the man held. It had arrived days earlier than he expected, but he knew. Usually, FedEx deliveries were dropped off downstairs. But he'd told the management of the tower he lived in that this box was special and that he would sign for it personally. It wasn't outside of the ordinary, given his job, at least given the job the management thought he held. There had been more than one box that came to his door, all having to be signed for personally. It came with the territory, so much so that he knew the FedEx man by name. He opened the door and said,
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"